The 29 West Coast ports of the Pacific are 1,000 miles from the grain belt of the Midwest Plains. But every player in grain export is feeling the effects of the labor dispute that has kept all those 29 ports closed this week. By most calculations, about $2 billion a day in all markets are being lost, and President Bush is being asked to use his executive authority to step in. Wheat, one of the nation's leading exports, is particularly hard hit because this is harvest time. We decided to take a look at all the people all along the chain of wheat export, starting with Gary Melby, who has a 4,500-acre wheat farm in Bow Bells, North Dakota. He says he's almost done harvesting, but he hasn't any place to take his grain.
We have 600,000 bushel on the ground. They can't get that moved out. It's going to cost us to put that on the ground. There's a lot of farmers got piles all over their yards, fields, or their bins are full, not room, they can't get rid of it. Really, the prices are up now up here for our grain, and this is what we've been looking for 10 years. Now when the price is there, we can't get rid of our grain. Dock workers aren't working, we can't get rid of grain. Whatever they're on strike for, that puts us that much further behind.
Normally, the grain from a farmer's field in North Dakota gets stored for shipment at grain elevators, which buy the wheat. Sun Prairie Grain in Minot, North Dakota, is holding millions of dollars worth of grain, and they need to move it and soon, or lose it. Jeff Mell is the marketing manager for Sun Prairie, and he says the facility is overflowing.
We have roughly about $13 million worth of grain that's we've already paid for. About 7 to 8 million bushels of grain. We've even resorted to piling wheat out in the open air. You know, we got 650,000 on the ground, and that can't keep out there forever. And of course, we can't get paid until we get our commodities out to the West Coast. So we're sitting here paying interest on our money.
Before grain ever gets to the ports of any coast, it moves by rail. Exporting grain is not the biggest part of the $10 billion a year that Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway moves from Fort Worth, Texas, but empty railroad cars mean lost sales. The railroad's Richard Rusak says it's been an unusual week.
On Tuesday evening, we imposed an embargo on all grain shipments for export. The elevators at the ports in the Pacific Northwest, which handle export grain movements for us, were filled. Our grain business is roughly $1.5 billion a year business, domestic and export. We'd like to get back to moving our export grain trains as quickly as possible.
And when those trains do get moving again, they'll be heading for West Coast ports. Jonathan Schlieter of the Pacific Northwest Grain and Feed Association in Portland says he's worked for the import and export business in Oregon for the past 20 years, but he has never seen a work outage last this long.
It's ghostly quiet right now. There are 10 grain vessels lined up in the Columbia River, unable to move into berth position to receive that grain. The rail cars, the barges, even trucks that are here to deliver grain for those cargoes are unable to unload, and things are stacking up very quickly.
And I imagine the dollar significance of that is enormous.
It is enormous. For our customers overseas who depend on just-in-time inventory management to feed their flour mills and supply the consumer products into their own countries, yes, this is getting very expensive.
So as you head into the weekend, Mr. Schlieter, how anxious are you feeling? Just give us a picture of your thoughts.
There are appeals coming from many sectors of the economy to the President and the White House and to members of Congress and to the unions themselves, because the effect of this lockout is now rippling through to affect many businesses. This comes at a time when we have in Oregon and Washington the highest unemployment rate in the United States at 8%. And at a time when we're trying very hard to supply the food needs of our overseas customers and aren't able to do that because of the current dispute.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Schlieter.
Anytime.
Jonathan Schlieter of the Pacific Northwest Grain and Feed Association helping us track how port shutdowns on the West Coast are backing up grain all the way to farmers' fields in North Dakota.